Module 2D. Listening Skills. Exercises 2A and 2B, page 28.
Today's show is about unusual travel experiences. Why not call into the show or email us with some of your stories? But first, our studio guest this afternoon is travel writer Craig White. Craig, what's life as a travel writer like?
Well, as a travel writer, all my trips are actually for work. If I don't travel and write, then I don't get paid. My holidays are usually spent at home relaxing with my family. Most people probably think that it's a dream job, but it can be exhausting and lonely.
What's the most unforgettable experience you've had in your travels?
Well, there have been quite a few, but there is one which sticks in my mind the most.
Could you describe it for the listeners?
Yes, of course. I was just a young writer at that time. I didn't have much experience in travel writing. Anyway, I was travelling around some of the Greek islands to write some articles for a travel guidebook. One of the last islands I had to visit was a place called Ikaria. I had been working for 3 weeks, and I was really worn out. The summer heat was overwhelming. I wasn't used to such high temperatures back then.
Did you come down with sunstroke? Many of us have experienced something similar.
Well, I probably would have had I not stopped to rest. I was up in a lovely but remote mountain village. Most of the villages on the island are located lower down on the coast, but this one was way up a mountain. The air was thin up there as well.
I'm beginning to think you'll collapse at some point in this story.
I nearly did from embarrassment, but we'll get to that. So at that point, I knew I had to catch my breath. I decided to find a place to sit and get something to eat. I saw a couple of tables in a quiet lane, which was shaded by some large trees. One of the tables had some dishes left on it, so I knew immediately that I had found some kind of restaurant.
We've had an email from a listener about a terrible experience he had with food poisoning on holiday. Is that the path you're going down?
Far from it. An elderly woman came out to my table and spoke to me. I didn't understand a word, of course. She didn't speak English, so I used some hand gestures to indicate that I was putting food into my mouth. She smiled and said some things. I've no idea what she said, but she seemed happy and walked off.
It's easy to interpret eating hand gestures. I think they are quite universal. Did you manage to order what you wanted from the menu, though?
That's where the story gets interesting. I wasn't given a menu, and I hadn't ordered anything in particular. Regardless, 5 minutes later, the woman appears with plates of food. There was a salad, a plate of cheese, little spinach pies, bread, and lots of fish. I still had plenty of money, so I wasn't worried about the cost, but I thought it was a lot of food for one person.
Were you tempted to say that you didn't want all of the food?
Not at all. I was really enjoying the food. The woman was constantly smiling and encouraging me to eat more. I managed to finish the lot. It was really tasty, but I also didn't want to offend her. Anyway, when I was finished, I decided to go into the restaurant to pay. I walked through a small archway into a courtyard, but then I noticed that the path led to a small house. I looked all around and there was no restaurant.
What happened? Did the restaurant just disappear into thin air?
Ha! It was so embarrassing. The woman walked out her kitchen and I tried to offer her money. She wouldn't take it. In fact, she gave me more food to take with me. I felt really silly. Needless to say, the village got a great write-up in the guidebook. I just hope I didn't encourage other people to go there for free dinners.
That's quite a remarkable story, Craig. Okay. So after the break, we'll be hearing more from Craig and some listeners will be telling us their stories too.